Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A 12-member Grand Court jury panel has acquitted Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. of murder, but convicted him of abduction of 2-year-old toddler Alisady Powell in Cayman Brac in 2022. The jury returned their verdict just after 2 p.m. today. The Crown argued that Wright Jr. was the only person who could have killed a toddler, but a jury of his peers has said otherwise. Murder is charged under the Penal Code, but requires a unanimous verdict under the Judicature Act. Unable to return a unanimous verdict, after 3 days of deliberation, trial judge Justice the Honorable Emma Peters directed the jury that a not guilty verdict would have to be entered unless they are all agreed on his guilt. The jury could, however, consider the lesser offense of manslaughter. The jury had 3 options when considering murder or manslaughter. They could either acquit Wright Jr. or find him guilty of murder, or find him not guilty of murder but guilty of manslaughter. Ultimately, the jury acquitted Wright Jr. of the most serious offense and offered no verdict on the alternative of manslaughter. The jury did, however, unanimously convict Wright Jr. on the count of abduction, the 2nd charge. So what does the verdict mean? It means that Wright Jr. either did not kill the toddler, or the prosecution's case did not sufficiently prove that he did. This could also mean that the jury believes someone else killed the toddler after she was abducted by Wright Jr. Family members of the toddler were visibly upset and cried following the verdict. Wright Jr. is remanded into custody pending sentencing. In other court news, a drug importation case is moving towards a trial after 2 defendants formally denied the allegations against them in the summary court. Shadane Jr. George Wilson and Damian Noel Wasom entered not guilty pleas to charges alleging they jointly imported 49.55 pounds of ganja back in November 2025. They also denied a related charge of being concerned with the importation of the drug. The matter has been set down for a case management hearing on the 10th of September, with both men remaining on bail pending further proceedings. Government has published a supplementary appropriation bill covering the 2025 financial year. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The bill was gazetted this week and seeks approval for revised spending across nearly every ministry. It is sponsored by the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development. Among the largest single upward changes, $46.3 million for tertiary medical care at local and overseas institutions, $27.8 million for financial assistance payments, and just under $13 million for Cayman Airways. Other significant items include $14.8 million for border control services, $12.2 million for local and overseas scholarships and bursaries, and just over $25 million for land purchases under the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure. The bill covers the year ending December 31st, 2025. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
A day after a visitor was bitten off of Governor's Beach, still no confirmed species. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
The Department of Environment is still working to confirm what marine animal injured a female visitor in the water off Governor's Beach on Wednesday. In an update issued this week, government said initial assessments and eyewitness testimony pointed to a possible encounter with a barracuda or shark, but officials said that remains under review as more information becomes available. In its first statement, government said marine specialists believed the injury was most likely an accidental encounter with a predatory fish during a feeding event. Emergency services transported the woman to the hospital. She has since been treated by the Health Services Authority for a non-life-threatening injury and remains under observation. Government said marine life encounters resulting in injury are exceptionally rare. Officials are urging beachgoers to remain mindful of their surroundings. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. With hurricane season underway, the Cayman Islands government is reminding residents that effective emergency preparedness starts long before a storm threatens the islands. As a part of efforts to strengthen national resilience, the government says several major improvements have been made to emergency preparedness systems during its first year in office. Among the upgrades is the introduction of the NOAA Storm Surge Model, calibrated specifically for the Cayman Islands. Officials say the technology provides more precise flood risk forecasts for individual communities rather than broad island-wide predictions. The government also doubled the number of flood sensors operating across Georgetown and Bodentown, allowing for faster and more localized flood warnings. Ahead of the 2026 hurricane season, the Kearney Gomez Doppler radar was upgraded to improve storm tracking capabilities and provide earlier, more accurate weather information. Back in May, government agencies carried out a national hurricane readiness exercise, testing emergency systems across more than 124 government buildings, including all 16 official hurricane shelters. The exercise included securing shutters, testing generators, and ensuring water systems were operational. Officials say these investments are designed to improve emergency response capabilities, strengthen public safety, and provide more reliable information before, during, and after severe weather events. Efforts are also underway to improve emergency shelter capacity and strengthen the support for vulnerable and at-risk populations during emergencies. Officials are encouraging residents to make their own preparations by creating a family emergency plan, assembling a 5 to 7 day emergency supply kit, ensuring vehicles have fuel, securing important documents, and reviewing insurance coverage before a storm approaches. The Department of Labor and Pensions is inviting Cayman Brac residents to a free question and answer. Labor and Pensions Inspector for Cayman Brac, Tuscany Dilbert.
Our labor and pensions units will be hosting this session and providing you with clear, concise answers in accordance with the Labor Act and the National Pensions Act.
The session is set for Thursday, August the 20th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Veterans and Seamen's Society Hall. It's aimed at workers and business owners seeking information about workplace rules and pensions. Dilbert says they will offer practical help.
We are here to help. No stress, no fancy jargon, just direct answers.
The department says the attendance is free and light refreshments will be available for people attending the session. During the summer, kids need a place to socialize and keep learning. The island summer camps are a great place for that. Here's intern Hannah Jackson on the National Trust Summer Camp in Cayman Brac.
This week and going on into next week, the National Trust is hosting a fun and educational summer camp for kids in Cayman Brac. Images taken of this week's past events showcases an array of engaging activities for the children.
So in Cayman Brac this week, we are having the National Trust Summer Camp, which is running from Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 12:30, and it also includes light snacks. We also have camp next week where the kids can come and play and enjoy our natural beauty of Cayman Brac.
Community Engagement Officer Alex Hayden also shares how the youth got the chance to learn about key aspects of Cayman culture through games and arts and crafts, while also getting to go on field trips that expand on their newly gained knowledge.
The activities range from outdoor, indoor play, games that are very educational. They're doing a lot of field trips in our natural environment, as well as indoor activities, crafts that are related to the field trips, Jeopardy games about Cayman history, maritime history, our wildlife.
The campgoers are exploring topics on culture, environmental protection, conservation, the island's oceans, and more, while also engaging in hands-on experience.
So today the campers were able to go on a field trip around the island. We visited Paradise Farms by Mr. Dwayne McFarlane. We got nice fruits that they could take home, star fruits, and they also were able to feed the cattle.
The summer camp's fun and learning environment will continue on into next week for the youth in Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman News, I'm Hannah Jackson.
Thank you, Hannah. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great weekend ahead.